Well, as the rest of President Trump's appointees move through the confirmation process, he's also pushing his agenda on tariffs and immigration.
Today, the Chinese response to President Trump's sweeping tariffs, counter-tariffs on certain American imports, plus an antitrust investigation into Google. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told reporters this morning that Trump would have a call with Chinese President Xi Jinping soon. The U.S. president has framed his actions as fighting the flow of illegal drugs.
He is not going to allow China to continue to source and distribute deadly fentanyl into our country. That was the reason for this tariff. It was a retaliatory tariff on China for the last 4 years of their unprecedented distribution of fentanyl into our nation's borders.
Just minutes after President Trump's 10% tariff on all imports went into effect this morning, China responded with a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas, plus 10% on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and certain cars. Trump's initial tariffs included Mexico and Canada, but both of those leaders made deals to delay a potential trade war. If Trump's tariffs in all three countries were in effect, economists say inflation in the U.S. could increase by 0.4 percentage points and cost the average household $1,000 to $1,200 in annual purchasing power.
They deserve a lot of support.
In Costa Rica today, after leaving El Salvador, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the administration would consider an offer from El Salvador to accept deportees from the U.S. of any nationality, including convicted criminals who are American citizens.
Obviously, we'll have to study it on our end. There are obviously legalities involved. We have a constitution. We have all sorts of things. But it's a very generous offer. No one's ever made an offer like that.
El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele confirmed the deal online, saying the U.S. would pay a fee and calling it an opportunity for America to, quote, outsource part of its prison system. Legally, the U.S. government cannot deport American citizens. It's not clear how this exchange would work or hold up to legal challenges. Bukele, using emergency powers, has led a brutal crackdown on criminal gangs in El Salvador, building one of the largest prisons in Latin America to house many of the 80,000 people swept up in arrests. The U.S. State Department has described the overcrowded prisons there as harsh and dangerous. In the Oval Office today, President Trump said he would send Americans to prisons abroad in a heartbeat if he can do it legally.
We could get these animals out of our country and put them in a different country under the supervision of somebody that made a relatively small fee to maintain these people. Because you know what? These are criminals. You call them hardened criminals. We don't want these people in our country either.
All this comes with news from the White House about another infamous prison system.
And I can also confirm that today, the first flights from the United States to Guantanamo Bay with illegal migrants are underway.
President Trump has ordered the naval base on Cuba to expand detention space for up to 30,000 deportees, and the Pentagon began moving additional troops there over the weekend. In other Pentagon news, President Trump announced former congressional candidate Sean Parnell as the Defense Department's new spokesperson. Parnell is a veteran who Trump endorsed during his 2021 Senate run in Pennsylvania. Parnell dropped out of that race after his ex-wife testified in court that he violently abused her and their children. Parnell denies the allegations. And another Trump appointee making headlines today at the State Department, Darren Beatty, a former Trump speechwriter who was fired during the first Trump administration for speaking at a conference attended by white nationalists. As recently as October, Beatty posted online that, quote, competent white men must be in charge if you want things to work, and has spread false conspiracies about the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Beatty was named acting undersecretary for public diplomacy and public affairs. His acting role does not require Senate confirmation.